Hi, I'm comedian Eliza Skinner. Welcome to On the Podium.
Discovering exactly what it takes to make it to the games. Now, I probably will not make it to the games. I am no longer pursuing my athletic career since I never began it. But Paralympian Scout Bassett has literally been there and done it. And according to the official LA 2028 Games website, she is the infinite optimist. Are you feeling optimistic about today's show, Scout?
I am. I'm feeling optimistic because I get to do it with both of you, and this has been such a delight and joy, and just the insight has been really interesting even for me.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And also here is the BBC's athletic commentator, Ed Harry. Ed, is your glass half full?
Yeah, it usually is. Hi, Eliza. Hi, Scout. Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound like it. No, that sounded like you didn't mean it.
That was not very convincing. Oh, my gosh.
In the job that I do sometimes, when you're sort of digging around in the darker places of you know, things, you know, investigating people and asking searching questions, you have to be a bit cynical and you have to be almost pessimistic sometimes. But my default is much more, yeah, I like to be optimistic, and I like... In a work context and in life, I'll try and always say yes. You know, can you go and do this for me? Can you help me out with this? I'll say yes. And then once I've agreed to it, then I'll kind of go and find someone that can tell me how to do the thing that I've just enthusiastically put my hand up and said yes to. So, but in work and in life, that's kind of led me to some interesting places. So I think I'll keep saying yes and keep being an optimist.
So you fake your optimism until you make your optimism. Well, I hope it rubs off on me. I'm pretty optimistic, but I also have to make jokes for a living, so I gotta look for the cracks and everything. Before we get to our guest, the games have been going on for a while. What you can win gold at has changed. Do you guys have any old sports that you would bring back?
Well, I was just in our research. I saw that tug of war was once part of the games, which I actually think that would be like really cool to see. I have to say, I saw snooker.
Yeah, you're a big snooker fan, right?
Well, I had no idea what that was. I had to actually Google it, and I probably not appropriate to say what I thought it was.
Wow. Well, now everyone's thinking of something way worse than you would have said. We're all coming up with something horrible in our minds. Very filthy.
Our great producer, Joel, thought it was like involving snorkeling, which would have been the much more appropriate logical take. But anyways, it's like our version of billiards/pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things when colour television first started in the United Kingdom, right at the end of the 1960s, they put snooker on the television because it's very colourful. Yellow, green, brown, blue, pink and black ball, lots of red balls on a green table. And ever since, it's probably the only sport every generation in my family can talk to each other about. Not my children's generation. They just think, what are you watching that for?
They got to get it on TikTok for your kids to get into it. These young folks, they need it in 30 seconds at a time with a cool song behind it.
That's true.
Kind of got my son into it a bit by stealth, but
wait, you're telling us it's on TV regularly there?
It's on TV. Yeah, it is. It's been on TV in the UK.
Like now, still?
Oh. Yeah, now. Since the end of the 1960s, and I used to have a snooker table in my room when I was growing up.
Oh,
but
wow.
We should say snooker has been a Paralympic sport because people who know that will be saying it to their radios at the moment. Yeah, from 1960 was the first time. It isn't a para sport at the Paralympic Games anymore, but it has been. But snooker and Olympic snooker never follow, but the Paralympics got there first.
I wouldn't mind if, you know, literature, painting, music came back. I would love to see people having to commentate and call on painting competitions. Yes, that itself would be an art.
Sport loves a poem. I don't know if you've noticed this, but in montages before to introduce something on television, there will be a specially written poem that kind of goes over the pictures. So the idea of bringing poetry back in, which was there when the Olympics were revived at the end of the 19th century.
I judged a middle school poetry slam. I agreed to do this for a friend, and I was like, this is going to be a real chore. It was one of the most exciting days of my life. It was thrilling. I cried a bunch of times. It could absolutely be on that scale and in that world.
I like that. Yeah.
So maybe we just need a whole other international competition called the Artlympics.
Oh. wow. Okay. Very nice, Eliza. Very
nice. You fixed it. Thank you. Thank you.
I was thinking, so at the Art Olympics, the opening ceremony should be all performed by sports people.
Yes.
Because at the Olympics and the Paralympics, the opening ceremony is all performed by singers and dancers and things. So,
oh, I don't know if you've ever seen an athlete try to dance or sing, but I can tell you it is not going to be a pleasant viewing or listening experience.
Time we got on with the show and introduced our guest. Ed, who's on the podium?
Our guest today is from a country which has had in its history just 5 female Olympic medalists, and that's India. A country of almost 1.4 billion people really has had just 5 female medalists at the Games, with only one of those being won by an Indian woman in wrestling. And she is our guest. She's the bronze medalist from the Rio 2016 Olympic Games in the 58 kilo freestyle category, a pioneer in her sport, a pioneer in her country as well. Sakshi Malik, welcome. You are on the podium.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you.
Thank you.
We've been digging through your social media and doing some research, and we found some photos that we'd like to show you.
Okay.
And get some thoughts on them. Ed, what's our first photo?
This first image is always our guest's greatest sporting achievement in their career to date. And for you, Sakshi, it is Rio, and it's the moments just after you've won your Olympic bronze medal. Your opponent, who you defeated, she's kneeling on the mat. She's acknowledging her supporters. And Sakshi, you're being lifted off the ground by 2 male coaches from the India team. And I've also seen the video of this moment. I know that just after this picture is taken, I think, one of those coaches carries you on his shoulders around the mat. Just tell us, Sakshi, what is happening in this picture? How does it make you feel looking at it again now?
That was a very proud moment for me because I am 12 years old when I started wrestling. And when I know about Olympics, how Olympic is the bigger stage for any athlete to achieve. I am very dedicated to my sports every time. I am very passionate. Before Rio, I always dream like I am in the Olympics and I will win medal. So I'm very proud of myself that I'm first Indian woman to win Olympic bronze. And in this picture, there is a mixed feelings, like I'm little emotional and happy. And that was very proud moment for me.
And this match was pretty tense, right? You were behind and then you won in just the last second.
Yeah.
What is your thought process in that situation? How do you not give up when you're so far behind?
Yeah, that day I fought 5 matches, and in every matches I lose in first period, and in the same match I lose 5-0, and in the second period in my mind I think that there is a last match, medal match, that you will give your 100%, and I fight till last second, and I score, I attack, and I after that there is only maybe 7 to 9 seconds, and I'm still losing. But wrestling is a game, the result change only 1-2 seconds. I think, and I go for attack, and then I score 2 points, and then time is finished, then I won bronze.
Wow. So just staying in the game.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you got into wrestling when you were 12, or you've been wrestling since you were 12. Can you tell us how that started?
I'm very interested in sports when I'm in the schooling time. I'm very interested in sports. There is any sports like athletics, like shot put, like power game. That time there is a very famous Indian cricketer like Sachin Tendulkar and Virender Sehwag. I always watched on TV that they are very famous. And at that time I think I want to choose a game that I'm the same. I want to be like him, be like that famous person in India. So there is a stadium near by my house, and there will be a wrestling hall in the stadium. And my parents and me go stadium and see there is only boys and only one, two girls in the wrestling hall. I still remember when I saw first time wrestling, I'm very, very touching moment for me that this is the sport I want to do. So that day I'll start wrestling, and my parents always supported me. My father always told me, your grandfather is a wrestler in the village. I'm very connected to my grandparents. So I decided that I chose wrestling and do my bigger name in this sport.
With not many girls to wrestle against, how difficult was that for you to get better if there weren't many other girls wrestling?
There is very hard time, and my parents told me, how will you manage and how will you train? And some neighbors, some more relatives always speak to my parents, this sport is for boys, not for girls. Your girls maybe sometime after sometimes look like a boy who will marry her. But I'm very connected to the wrestling. That's why I speak to my parents, no, this is the sport I want to do. So my parents always supported me. Like, if you want to do, you do. That's why I'm winning medals.
When did the Olympics become a goal for you? When did it get that serious?
When I started wrestling, I never understand about what is Commonwealth Games, what is Asian Games, and what is Olympics. And there is two, three girls in the wrestling hall, and they speak me, if you came first in India, then you go to go fly and to other countries. This is very interesting for me that if I came first in India, then my dream come true. I sit on the plane.
So the plane was its own dream?
Yeah. Because I always sing playing in the sky, that when the time will come, I sit on the plane. And I brought many international medals in Asian Championship, in Junior World Championship. Then my interest grows more day by day, and then I realize that 2008 Sushil Kumar won bronze medal in the Olympics. That day I realized that I also want to go in the Olympics and win medal.
So it was important seeing someone from your own country win.
Yeah.
And you, how many times have you been on a plane since then?
Yeah, I'm very excited when I will sit in the plane.
Can you tell us what it was like for you to be on that podium? And did you feel, you know, the emotions and feelings, and what did it mean for you and your country to win a medal?
When I started wrestling, there is very good girls in Japan. So I always follow them, and I go anywhere in any competition, I follow Japan girls, how they train, how they eat, which kind of lifestyle they live. So Saroi Yoshida, she is three-time Olympic champion and one-time silver medal. And then I think, how I will meet her? I always see photos on the net, and I'm very obsessed with her. There is one senior world championship in Canada, and I'm selected for that. I saw her there, and I'm very much happy that she is in front of me. How I also want to share a medal, a podium with her. So I started working hard, and then there is the moment in the photo that there is Japan girls also. I followed Icho Kori. I always followed her also, and then there was the day I shared the podium with her, and there was, this is very proud moment for me that I share a medal with this Japanese girl that I followed till last many years.
It's interesting to hear you say that you were excited to just be sharing the stage and the podium with these people rather than just focusing on beating them and winning. What is that like, feeling like you're in the same class with these people you've been watching?
Yeah, this is very big thing for me that I'm sharing the same podium. When I qualified for the Olympics, I always visualize I'm on the podium, I'm with my Indian flag, and I'm sharing the podium with the champions. Before 1 year before Olympics, I never fall asleep good. I always wake up, then I feel that I'm in the Rio, I'm on the podium, I'm with my Indian flag. I always visualize that. So that was the day my all visualized process in the real life. That was very big day for me, very proud moment for me.
And time to move on to another photo, Ed.
This is coming home with your medal, Sakshi. From what I can see in this picture, there are many villagers and they've lined the road just to get a glimpse of you and to get a look at you with your medal. And in this picture, it's women of all ages, from young children to older people. They've got a banner with your picture on it in Rio. Tell us about the celebration when you came home. What was that like, being able to share your medal with all the people from your hometown or from your home village?
Yeah, in this photo, my grandmother, my sister, my sister-in-laws, they were very excited. They are enjoying in this photo, dancing, what I achieved, they are celebrating.
I read that different households would want to offer you glasses of milk on this day, because a glass of milk signifies love and respect.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sick of drinking glasses of milk. I'm on the road and there is many houses on the road, and everybody from the house came and gave the glass of milk, and I'm very full, how many glasses I drink. So I remember that day that I always passes the milk of glass to my brother, to my coach, that I'm very full. Then you enjoy the milk.
You winning the Olympic, an Olympic medal. How did that affect women in your country?
In Haryana, there is lots of problem coming in the way of girls. Like nobody send their girls to the stadium, to another city for training, because they are fear of that girls are not safe, and the wrestling is not for girls. But after my medal, there is very big change in their thinking that, yes, girl can do everything. Many parents came to me and asked, Sakshi, how, what you eat, what you drink, what you train, can you train my girl? There is very proud moment for me that I am a very big inspiration for the Indian girls. Now parents are very freely send their girls to the wrestling akhadas, and many thinking is changed that girl also can do bigger things.
Yes, yes. Given how large India is and just the cultural influence India has on the world, why do you think we haven't seen more medalists or more Indian success at the Olympic Games?
When I started wrestling at the age of 12 and 13, there is no facilities. I still remember I train only in 45 degree temperature, and I train only 1-2 minutes and then go outside the door and breathe. No AC hall, no good infrastructure, no equipments to train. There is no girls. I train with boys. And other many reasons, like I always want to train outside India because the weather is good, the food is good. India, 8 to 9 month weather is not so good. The food is like only chapati, dal, roti, not very variations. I still remember I go in US, Colorado Spring, the Olympic Training Center. I go first time there and I saw that there is amazing facilities there, food, training facilities, equipment, sauna, ice bath, many things I see first time in my life. So this little things, many little things that we have to improve to give more medal to India. Now we are improving day by day. Now I train in the AC hall. I have equipments. There is also our government started that Khelo India, that village girl boys came to participate and improve in the sports. So we are improving, and I will still hope that we won many medals in Tokyo 2021.
You said that your success had helped to change people's minds, change parents' minds about letting their children, their daughters go into sport. Do you think there is still more work to do to convince more people in India that young women can and should be able to do sports?
Yeah, there is one, two wrestling movies in India. There is very good movie like Dangal Sultan. Parents and the children watch that movie. And in this movie, the Indian culture, how we came from a little village. So me and that movie helped that parents think differently, that our girls also do best. So yes, I also want to win another medal in Tokyo, that I will convince many more people that send your girls in the sports, that there is no like limitation. There is a girl sport, boy sport. The girl is the one who, girl is also do anything.
Exactly, yeah. Well said, well said.
This is On the Podium with me, Eliza Skinner, Scout Bassett, and Ed Harry. Our guest today is Indians Olympic bronze medalist Sakshi Malik. Ed, do we have another photo?
This is a very simple image. It's you, Sakshi, sat between your parents. You're holding your Olympic medal, and you're all making sure you're crowded in nice and close for this photo. They look so proud of you, and it's just lovely to see you sharing that moment with them.
Yeah, my father and my mother is a government employee. They always supported me, and they are very proud that I won medal in Olympics. See my mother face, she is very proud. Seeing in the picture like my father, yeah, I'm very very thankful to God. My parents always supported me and never compare boy, girl. They always put first me to my brother. They always put me first. So I thank God that I have like these kind of parents. They always supported me.
Can you tell us how winning a medal at the Olympics, how that impacted your life, and you know, did it create new opportunities for you? This was just such a huge deal in India. So can you tell us more about that?
Olympic medal is very big deal in India. Before Olympic medal, there is no one recognize me. There is no name, no fame, no money. After Olympic medal, everybody, I go anywhere, everybody knows me and wanted to take picture with me. I'm very proud that I always see like movie actress. They always, I see videos that everybody want to take picture with him or her. That was the day after medal. Everybody want to click a picture with me and always says me that you are proud girl for us. So very big deal in India, and our Indian government and Haryana government gave us very big cash award and government job for me. After medal, my life totally changed.
You were a celebrity, or you are.
Yeah. Now I am celebrity in India.
Does that put pressure on you going forward, continuing your wrestling career?
Yeah, after Olympic medal, there is pressure on me because everybody knows me and big expectations for me. Everybody focused on me. Yeah, little pressure, but that is good for me that everybody expected many more medals to me. After my medals, every girl expected that we also can go in the Olympics. So many girls are expecting that we also won medal.
Sounds like you also made some competition for yourself.
Yeah.
There are other people trying to get those those medals because of you.
Yeah, people train harder because of me, because they also want to go in the Olympics and win medal.
Can you tell us what the future looks like for you in terms of whether it's the games or do you have any aspirations or dreams of things outside of sport? What does that look like for you?
My father-in-law is an Olympian also. He has a personal wrestling academy. After my wrestling career, I want to connect it with wrestling and teach many wrestlers that I share my experience. You also can do everything and won medal as a wrestling coach. I don't want to do job, a government job.
So you've got a whole wrestling family.
Yeah, my husband also a Commonwealth Games medalist, and he is now also want to qualify for Tokyo Olympics. Yeah, my whole family belongs to wrestling.
Wow. So the idea that wrestling might make it hard for you to get married and have a family, that's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
How is that being married to someone doing the same profession, the same sport? Do you support each other? How does that work?
Yeah, I always talk about wrestling, and I always wanted that my life partner from wrestling. We always go in the same competition and won medals like Asian Championship, Commonwealth Games. So we connected there. So we decided that we want to get married together. So I'm very happy that my husband is also a wrestler.
Well, it's been so great talking to you, Sakshi. Thank you so much for all of your time. And we
thank
are
you.
Rooting for you. We hope to see you do much more.
Thank you.
Wow, she's created a whole wrestling empire, or starting to, it sounds like.
Starting with her family, right?
Yeah, and inspiring more women to get into the sport. She's really leading the way.
Yeah, and some big problems, big serious underlying issues in the state that she's from, in as much as Haryana, which is this big hotbed of sport in northern India. But she touched upon some of those attitudes, which she says she's helping to change. Things like a female child should be married off, they should become a wife, they should become a mother. So that kind of the disbelief, why would someone want to be a wrestler? And now move on a few years from Rio, look at her, look how fantastic she is. India as a country has won too few medals for a country that big, and this young woman from Haryana is a wrestling medalist. So I like the idea of changing by showing, and I think that's a theme we picked up in some of these programs as well, that people have attitudes. They are out of date attitudes, but you can't just tell them they're wrong. You can show them they're wrong. And when you do that, they actually reassess and realize that their way of thinking is something that needs to be refreshed.
And I suppose this is a quality that makes, you know, the athletes that we've talked to, you know, so great and successful. And we've seen this pattern of just this determination and this willpower that really vaults them to push beyond expectations, societal barriers, cultural barriers, or any personal obstacles in their life. And she certainly seemed very self-assured and driven and confident in just her approach. And even for a woman, I really love talking to female or women athletes that are just so sure of themselves and their plan and their purpose and where they're going and what they want to do. You know, it was really nice to hear that, because I think so oftentimes, just as women athletes, sometimes you get a different attitude or there's you know, maybe some insecurities or something. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but boy, I didn't sense any bit of that in her at all.
A different attitude from within or coming at you as a female athlete?
Yeah, no, just in like she really knows who she is and what she wants to do and what she loves. Just very confident and very self-assured in herself in that way. And I think that's really refreshing and important for women in sports in particular to display and to have those qualities, because they can be oftentimes sort of weaponized, I guess, against women, you know. And the fact that, you know, she's just, I love seeing that. I really identify with those qualities when I see that in a woman athlete of just, I know why I'm here. I know what I love to do, and I'm out here to do it.
Okay, I love this, but weaponized in what way?
Sometimes if you seem overly confident as a woman, or over, it's like, oh, well, who does she think she is? Or,
yes,
you know, whereas like a male displays those qualities and it's all in the best positive light, right? He should be that way, you know, or that she should be sheepish or about her accomplishment. Yes.
Yeah, the Jennifer Lawrence versus Anne Hathaway thing.
Absolutely.
You know, we like Jennifer Lawrence falling down. We don't like Anne Hathaway working hard.
Yeah, like I am a celebrity in my country. Like I am a big deal, you know, and I just love that she owned that. Whereas, like I said, oftentimes for female athletes, women athletes, or I'm sure even in the comedian space in some ways, it's not always seen or you know, the perspective is not always in the most positive light.
Oh yeah,
for when,
absolutely, know. That's why you don't see why people don't know the names of more female comedians. Because it's like, oh, she's annoying, she's too loud, she's too pushy, where like no one says that stuff about men. Some of the most famous male comedians are famous for being annoying.
And people don't see that as something that's a negative about them.
Exactly.
Right? In fact, it's the thing that makes them kind of popular. Yeah.
Wow, what an amazing grating voice that comedian has. We love it.
Like, yes, that's... yes.
I love the fact that we were talking about how have you helped to change attitudes. And she said, well, there's me with what I've done, and there's a movie. And the movie isn't about her, but there's a Bollywood movie, which is pretty much a similar story. But to have the overview of her country's culture, to know that a lot of people are interested in me and what I've done. But I also know the fact that filmmakers are now making films and using this as the storyline. That wasn't happening before she
yes.
did that. Yeah. A wrestling movie in India.
Bollywood.
Exactly.
It's a big deal. Exactly. Bollywood. Yes.
I also thought it was really interesting that she made a point of being like excited to be up against people that she knew were good, that she's like, I'm in this level of competition with these people that I've already been watching, which I think that hand in hand with being able to say I'm good, it's a really interesting and powerful way to approach competition.
Yeah, and I think that's quite unusual, because I've definitely spoken to athletes in numerous sports who say, especially when you get a younger athlete, because they'll say something like, I used to have a poster of so-and-so on my wall, but when we began competing against each other, even though we have a friendship, I knew I had to take the poster down. And it's almost like you can no longer, but to actually say getting on the plane is a win. Realizing I'm in the same company of these people is a win. Sharing a medal podium with them is also a win. And I won a bronze medal. You know, it's all part of it, which is, that's a slightly unusual that you know, to be so interested in these Japanese wrestlers in particular, and then actually share that stage with them, just shows you that you 100% you paid your dues and you belong here.
Yeah, I think so often when people have set a goal at the beginning of a journey, by the time they get that goal, they're, rather than being a mile away from it, they're inches away from it. So when you get when you finally get on the plane, right before you got on the plane, you were just in the airport. So no big deal, I'm on the plane. But to be able to keep in mind, like, wow, this was that important to me and I got it, I think is huge. And that's the sort of energy that like buoys people like her even forward even faster.
Yeah, and makes her fun to root for. Also just shows you how grounded she is in many ways, and her background and where she comes from, of realizing like so many times you meet athletes and they achieve success and it's like, well, they just they just expected it to happen anyways, you know, and they really aren't in the moment in that way that she is about her career and where she's gone, which is really cool.
Yeah. And I think it's more of that confidence that you mentioned, like saying, no, this is a good goal that I had and it's worth me caring about, rather than being like, oh, was that a dumb goal? I shouldn't have cared about that. Like she knows herself and she believes in her own goals.
And just smell the roses on the way around sometimes. Enjoy the process.
Well, that's it for me, Eliza Skinner, Scout Bassett, and Ed Harry. If you want to see the photos we've been talking about, head online and search for BBC Podium. And join us next time for more of this.
I remember a conversation that I had with Kate 2 weeks after we got home. We were just walking along the River Thames and just like saying, what was the point of any of that? And yeah, obviously I was happy in that moment, but it wasn't going to necessarily define me.
Married Life and Gold Medals. Hear from Kate and Helen Richardson-Walsh. That's next time on The Podium.